This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
It's Freya's Day here at the farm. And, boy, I've got a lot of work scheduled right after the broadcast. I'm looking forward to getting started. Bert's with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince, anything I can help you with on the farm?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on a bulldozer.
Tools.
Okay. I'm working on the bulldozer, and I need someone to help me lift up the back.
Of the back of the dozer?
Yeah. It's about 25,000 pounds.
Lift gate? Do you have one of those, the kind of little carts they have at Costco to lift crates? Do you have one of those?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, seriously, and I appreciate your help. I really do. We're working feverishly on the campsite. There's lots of flooding going on. And you know, I understand trees are falling over out in your neck of the flood zone.
Honestly, Vince, people are getting fed up. There's just so much rain. And here's the thing that makes it so insidious is that you look on the forecast and it looks like this is, you know, they're just going from computer models, and that's usually based on past history. So they go, okay, this is the last severe storm. There might just be a few, you know, showers next whatever, Tuesday. And then a couple of days later, they upgrade the current storm to, like, you know, huge, and then the one that was just supposed to be a few sprinkles to another storm, and it just doesn't end. And it's crazy because typically here, in March, there's, you know, not so much rain in a typical year. So, you know, it's usually the last of the rains come in March. So Vince, the other thing that gets me, though, is there's actually people, I mean, news broadcasters, people that you would take as ordinarily credible, that are blaming this on people driving too many gasoline-powered cars or using too many natural gas ovens in their kitchen. And the thing is, it's severe weather. There's no doubt about it. We're getting a lot of rain. But that's been the history of California for like hundreds, thousands of years. You have years of drought with no rain. I can remember being here, first year I moved here, everyone was saying, oh, it's good we see some rain, because last winter we had zero rain. So, you know, it's typical to have things that just go severe from drought and severe to a lot of rain. And I've tried my best looking at the science, and I don't see any connection between driving too many gasoline-powered cars and basically what's happening. Our atmosphere has warmed about 1 degree centigrade in the past 100 years. There's no doubt about it. But it's hard, you know, there's probably some effect to that, but it's hard to really blame that on just something we've seen forever, basically. I mean, since you can look at the people that first moved to California, they'll tell you it was a desert, and sometimes in the winter you get huge rain. So, but it's tough, well, and it's a lot of water.
When I was talking with Greg the previous hour today about when I lived in California, and we started that company, you and Andy and I, in 1980, and there were mudslides in just down the road from us, and people's houses were in Santa Cruz, or sliding off the hill. And what I didn't say in the first hour was Mrs. Finelli was working at a very large company in the aerospace industry. She was in charge of a group of programmers to build computer systems.
Yeah, in fact,
and
that was the
she called me after.
I was going to say that without naming the company, it was the largest employer in Silicon Valley in the early 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very prestigious company. And that she was leaving work to come over to our company where you and I were, and she called me up and she said, "Hey Vin, how much water can I drive through?" She was driving. We had a Porsche 914, and that's a rear engined with engine Porsche made by a joint venture with Volkswagen and Porsche, and it had an air cooled 4-cylinder engine. Had 15-inch wheels, which were really tall for that era. And she wanted to know how much water she could drive through without damaging the car. And that was this massive, massive flooding that we had. Bert, it was so bad that companies would have 6 inches of water in the lobby of the first floor of the companies. The water would just seep through the door, you know, the front doors, and it would just flood with 6 inches of water. It was unbelievable back then. There was no place to go that wasn't flooded. It's amazing because it seems like Silicon Valley was almost flat. The water was everywhere.
Yeah. Well, no, that's basically it. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but part of San Jose was actually built below sea level. So there's part of San Jose, it's known as the Alviso neighborhood. It's right at the very end of San Francisco Bay, and they basically built this town below that part of the bay. I mean, it's hard to fathom. How can you be on the water and below sea level, but the sea level is based on the ocean, not the bay. So they built this part of the town below sea level. And there's a lot of landfill there, too. So we've been filling the bay with, dense garbage and dirt to create new land. Anyway, to make the cut to the chase, when things flood, where does water go? It goes to the lowest point. And so that part of San Jose, and you could get there by just driving all the way up First Street. And if you remember, our company was in that neighborhood. If you kept going on First Street, you'd, you know, drive a few miles, you'd be under sea level then, and that area of San Jose to this day still gets hugely flooded.
Bert, I remember a little village called Fremont, and I remember looking out at the soil, and it was black gold. It was dark. It was rich. It was vibrant. It was fertile, and it was perfect for growing food. What's that area like now? Is it paved over?
It's paved over. Interesting, you mentioned Fremont, Vince. I'm not sure which magazine just did a study of the happiest towns in the country, and Fremont, California came out, I'll look it up during break. It was either number one or number two. It's not a little town. It's grown up to, be somewhat of a big town. Basically right where it's either in or next to where your favorite company makes cars, and that's Tesla. There's a Tesla plant there. But, Vince, it's one of the happiest towns in the country. So,
Bert, help me understand this. So when I looked out the window, driving through past Fremont, it really looked like it was perfect for growing vegetables. I mean, just perfect. Now, are you saying that Elon Musk improved the value of that property or that land by building a factory there to cover up that ground with concrete and tar and pavement and metal and make cars there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, Vince, that's not exactly how it happened. There had already been an auto plant there. Originally, it was a General Motors plant, and then later, that became a joint venture between Toyota Motors and General Motors called the NUMMI plant. And that, I don't know, they had problems, quality control, union issues. issues, whatever. You can talk to different people, hear different stories. But the plant closed down. So Elon, being the entrepreneur he was when he was looking to build Teslas, said, gee, I can build a plant from scratch or right here. It's technically not Silicon Valley, but it's right across the bay from Silicon Valley. He said, I can buy this mothballed auto manufacturing facility and build Teslas here right in the biggest market where I sell them. So that's how it happened, Vince. So long story short, the plant's been there for, I don't know, I'm gonna take a guess here and say it was probably there since the 50s or 60s, at least.
Okay. The point I was driving at is that all across America, people settled, in the early days, settled in locations where the land was really good, really rich. They didn't pick the desert and say, let's start here and we'll use the least valuable land and try to make a go of it. They took the best land. I'm talking about New York City, Long Island, New Jersey, where they had black gold, where they could actually grow food, and they paved it over.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that's what happened to Fremont too, because it was magnificent, Bert. I mean, anybody who wanted to have a farm, if they could afford that overpriced land, that would be perfect, right? Except for the lack of water, which I have plenty of.
There's still there's basically in back of Fremont, and when I say in back, it would be going east. There's some mountain ranges, and you then come to the Central Valley, and the Central Valley is where a lot of this country's food is grown, so you can drive not too far east from Fremont, and Vince, it's cattle ranch country. There's farms, there's cattle ranches, there's still that black gold you talk of. So everyone thinks, oh, California, it's all industrial or movie industry, aerospace industry, but California is the breadbasket of the country still, and farmers and growers have been hurt by the lack of water, so hopefully they're going to get all the water they need. Do you know the biggest production of almonds in the world is California? So
is that the wonderful nut company? The name of the company is wonderful. I mean, I'm not using a descriptor. I'm just saying that is the word, wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know, but a little further up north, our fellow instructor Andy Gibbs used to own a home, and he had almond grove on his property. And so, sort of as a side business, he'd harvest those almonds every year.
Hmm. Yeah, Andy Gibbs, a brilliant guy, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it was a pleasure working with Ando, as I would call him.
Vince, I did a little research while we were talking here, and Fremont was named the happiest place to live in the United States in a report, and there you have it. I'm looking at NBC Bay Area and Mercury News, and they're confirming that it's happiest city in the U.S.
So if I wanted to move to a happy city and move the cattle farm over there, what would it cost per acre, roughly? You have an idea?
Well, it depends if you want to move the cattle farm, cattle ranch, next door to Tesla. You'd probably pay, pretty penny, maybe $1 million an acre or something.
That sounds doable. That sounds doable. I'd only need, maybe 2 acres per cow.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Brett, I'm pretty excited. So I figured to free it up during the break. Back of the envelope calculation for just about $500 million, with a B, I could move the cows over to your neck of the woods and rub shoulders with Elon. The cows would have enough grass that, $400 million worth of land over there.
Well, you could do that, or it'd probably be a little more economical to go into the hills of Fremont, and you can probably... In fact, you know what? You could probably buy a ranch with the cows from someone looking to, move or retire or whatever. You could probably take over a cattle ranch in, actually Alameda County. That would be the south part of Alameda County or southeastern part. Vince, unfortunately, Silicon Valley is in the news and not in a good way yesterday and today. We have... major bank failing, and while I say failing, they were unable to raise capital. So you've worked at a bank. I think you know what happens if a bank can't raise capital and everybody's wants to pull their money out, and that's going on right now, yesterday and today at Silicon Valley Bank. Vince, almost half of all U.S.-backed venture companies and that go public, it's actually 44% of U.S.-backed technology companies bank with Silicon Valley Bank. So that's just not companies that are literally located in Silicon Valley. That's companies located all over the country. Basically, we're talking startups. And this is, of course, they want startups that are funded because they want your money. And they also loan you money against your assets. So that's Silicon Valley business model is to look at companies that are heavily venture funded or have gone public recently and give them additional capital. Well, they're in trouble, Vince. It it's a sign that maybe the Federal Reserve is acting a little too fast in their interest rate hikes they've been doing over the past year. But it's unfortunately put Silicon Valley into the news in not a good way nationally, and really it's they're talking about it all over the world in financial circles today.
Yeah, and Peter Thiel warned his startups to pull their money out of Silicon Valley Bank, which will further exacerbate the situation.
Oh, actually, many venture funds, you know, I'm kind of connected into a lot of people who have accounts at Silicon Valley Bank, and many of them were told, get your money out now. It may be too late. I know the stock was halted today. This stock, I tried to check the price a year ago. It was $600 or $700 a share. Yesterday, it was down 60%, closing at around 100. So, you know, let's say it had been trading in the 200 range for the last month or so, after falling from whatever 600 or 700. Well, it was halted today in the 30s, and as I look at it, trading still halted. There's talk of a buyout, and I think that's what's going to happen. Another bank is going to step in and take it over. But they had a couple of problems, Vince. One of them was they themselves put their reserves into treasury bills and different bonds and you know, medium to longer term instruments. And you know that this is sort of like you know, bond 101, that when the price of a bond, well, when interest rates go up, the price of the bond goes down. So what happened was they needed capital. They started selling their portfolio of treasury and other bonds at losses, and that caught the attention of people. Why are you raising money so quickly? And things just kind of spiraled. Well, Vince, like I said, Vince, you worked at a bank. I think you know what happens when there's a spiral downward in the bank. It's hard to recover, and pretty much, you know, people that are talking about this said they're going to have to be taken over or merge with another bank to bail them out. They're not going to be able to raise capital on their own.
Kathy, in Ohio, and I were teaching a class yesterday, a third installment of the first Great Depression, and the similarities to the current Great Depression that I believe we're in. And this is exactly what happened during the first Great Depression. Bank failures, illiquidity, runs on banks, exactly this. We'll be right back.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores, or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
USA News Update. After doing away with term limits 5 years ago, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been re-elected for a third term this morning.
About 3,000 members of China's National People's Congress voted unanimously Friday to re-elect Xi for another five-year term. There was no other candidate, and the vote was over in 15 minutes. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Investors sold off shares of SVB Financial Group and a bunch of U.S. banks after the tech-focused lender said it lost nearly $2 billion in assets following larger-than-expected decline in deposits. America's financial freefall saw the four biggest U.S. banks lose $52 billion in market value just yesterday. Northern and Central California is hit by another powerful atmospheric river storm as the National Weather Service warns of copious amounts of heavy snow in the mountains and potential flooding from significant rainfall across the state. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this is actually good news. Josh Hawley, U.S. Senator from Missouri, introduced a bill, and the House voted on it 419-0. To force Biden administration to declassify all information about COVID origins and the Wuhan, China lab leaks. And the bill is now headed to the president's desk. According to this bill, the intelligence community will have 90 days to turn over documents if the bill is signed. So we're going to get a chance to see what Jumpin' Joe is really like and see if he is going to stonewall and prevent or to have further attempts to prevent you from finding out why your grandmother, grandfather, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, nephews, nieces, and children died.
Vince, did you say say 419 to nothing?
Right, but there were some no votes. Right. That's exactly what
I said. Okay. There were a few no votes.
Yeah, there were 16.
Well, that's pretty astounding. 419. I think even if they were voting to give themselves a $100,000 pay raise, they wouldn't get 419 votes. So that's a surprising number.
I think what we're actually seeing is that U.S. Congress is fed up with the stonewalling on the coup, the lab, the Wuhan virus lab. We know that it was engineered. Dr. Shelia said so, that it's a man-made bioweapon. We know that. I said that early on, probably the earliest to make that announcement that it was.
Yeah. They looked at the DNA early on, and they said this is something that, you know, a lot of scientists, I mean, they were you know, banned from some media, but a lot of scientists that understand how DNA and how viruses mutate said something was different about it. So that, you know, you could read if you knew where to look about that 3 years ago, but most media tried to poo-poo it and said it was all from bats from the wet market, which was crazy. Vince, I'm looking at an article here on your favorite auto company, and I'm thinking if you do move to Fremont, maybe you could help Tesla out with this, because there apparently is a problem with the steering wheel falling off Model Y Teslas. Apparently 120,000 Model Ys were manufactured missing a bolt to hold the steering wheel on. Vince, do you think that's something maybe you could help with quality control at the Tesla factory?
Yeah, I was thinking about during the commercial break about Tesla and the land and the black gold. And you know, this is what came to my mind. Class, when a chassis is made, when steel is pressed and formed, either for the frame of a vehicle, light truck, car, or the steel is stamped for the panels for where steel is used, there's a process called pickling. And what happens is the steel is dipped in an acid bath to remove the oils and any potential problems that would prevent the paint, the primer, and the final coats and the clear coat from adhering properly. So what happens to all that acid bath when it is fully consumed and, you know, is not able to do its job? It's contaminated, so it gets dumped somewhere, right? So what happens to that? That was one of the questions. The next question, that's what I had in my mind. You know, they're using perfect ground, magnificent ground, for a factory, which makes no sense at all. And even though it was used by General Motors and others prior to that, it makes no sense to use the best ground for a factory. Next thing is this Model Y. So Tesla is under investigation that literally steering wheels are falling off because they may have been delivered to customers with a missing bolt that holds the steering wheel on. Now think about that, class. How is that possible? How is it possible that so many people were not paying attention that this happened? So what that means is if they had 120,000 of these vehicles, they would have 120,000 bolts purchased.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the 120,000 bolts got lost in the supply chain and nobody realized that they weren't there on the assembly line.
Right. Right.
Sometimes, I mean, it sounds like we're joking, but it had to be something like that, Vince, because, you know, and then who, I guess they looked at the hole where the bolt goes and figured, oh, that's for some optional device.
Bert, you and I were fortunate to have wonderful parents, wonderful mothers and fathers, and you met mine. And when I was younger, before I met you, probably 7 years before I met you, 8 years before I met you, you know, I'd work on my old Jeep, had a 1954 Willys Jeep CJ3B.
And you brought that over from Europe after the war, right?
This Jeep this Jeep was needed a lot of work. And, you know, I rebuilt the transfer case. I rebuilt the engine. And, you know, this was before I had a driver's license, way before. And I had a snow plow that came with it. It was a lot of work. And my dad would go to work, and you know, I'd work on the Jeep after school. And he'd say, "So, Vinny, what'd you do?" And I'd tell him, you know, what I worked on that day. And he'd ask me the same question. And it was really kind of funny. Any parts left over? Any parts left over? Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is that's exactly what I was thinking about with the Tesla assembly line, where they have 120,000 Model Ys, which 120,000 may have been delivered with customers not having this bolt that holds the steering wheel on. So, any parts left over? Did somebody order the parts and say, and check the computer inventory and say, I think we got too many bolts? Got 120,000 left over, or 60,000, or how come, who ordered all these bolts that we don't use, right? I mean, Elon would kind of be concerned about that, wouldn't he? Buying inventory that he didn't need? You know, if he's looking down the list of all the parts and he saw that maybe there was 100% too many of a single item, or 50% too many of these bolts, or did somebody steal them and take them home in their lunchbox, you know, maybe 100 a day? I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody should check eBay and see if steering wheel bolts are available for sale at a discount. You know, new old stock. Isn't that what they call it? Or open package, something like that. Now, of course, we're kidding. But how could this possibly happen? And, you know, there's a guy on the radio. I think his name is Rich. And he says, nobody's doing their job. This is a prime example of what Rich Sheeben says. Nobody's doing their job.
That's
a steering wheel bolt. I mean, that's right up there with the caliper bolt for holding the brake caliper on. That's right up there with the bolt that holds the motor mount on.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Vince, this one's going to hit a little close to home. We're just reporting the news. This wasn't on our agenda, but I got to mention that this is just horrible. Yesterday, so there's this road in Dallas, Texas, where people seem to just, for whatever reason, they dump their garbage. They just, you know, pull up and dump some trash and drive off. So they put security cameras on. So yesterday, this man in his I'm not sure what kind of vehicle it is. It's some sort of an SUV. He had his German Shepherd in the back. He opens up the back tailgate. Pooch jumps out. He's all happy, thinking he's going on a run. The guy runs back into the driver's door and speeds off without his dog, his beautiful German Shepherd. German Shepherd starts running after his owner. Hurts his leg running. This is all on film. And they have a picture because of these security cameras of the man. Of the dog was, Vince, it's, I guess, a good ending. The dog was rescued. He, like I said, he hurt his leg because he was running so hard to try and catch up to his owner in the truck. And confused pup was chasing after him. Almost got hit by another vehicle in the other direction. And there's actually a company called the Doughty Ferry Animal Commission who rescued this pup and helped mend his leg. And I think they're going to find a home for, I'm looking at a picture. It's a beautiful dog, Vince. And the Dallas police is trying to find the, well, previous owner. I don't think he'd be allowed to have the dog back. This is on Doughty Ferry Road in Dallas, and dumping an animal. Well, unfortunately, it's only a misdemeanor, Vince, but just happened yesterday.
I'm aware of it, and class, it's in the internet, and it's a heartbreaking video, absolutely heartbreaking. This dog was, like, loved his owner. and literally was abandoned. And I hope that the German Shepherd has a nice new home, and I hope that the previous owner of that German Shepherd finds a new home too. And I'm thinking maybe a crossbar hotel room for cruelty to animals and endangerment to animals. It's absolutely outrageous. And I can speak to this because we have, right here at our farm, we have D.B. Cooper. D.B. Cooper was abandoned about 15 years ago and set up living quarters at the end of our driveway in the culvert we put in. And her sister, Belle, was abandoned at the same time. And their sister, Spook, was abandoned at the same time. So Cooper, Belle, and Spook were all abandoned. And Cooper was shot by a neighbor and killed. Belle was shot by a neighbor and killed. Spook died recently. And D.B. Cooper is in the kitchen right now and is doing fine. Add to that the cats who are abandoned, and we would get calls from a tire shop up the road. And they'd say, "Well, you know, remember that last cat you got from me that somebody left over here at the tire shop? I got one just like it, another one." So we have a bunch of cats here that would die if we didn't adopt them. And then recently we have two coyotes who someone was raising, we believe someone was raising dogs, and somehow they're half coyotes, and we now have two coyote pups that we are going to try to not go after our chickens. We haven't lost any chickens yet, but we don't want to lose any. So that's, it's all true, Bert, what you're saying. It happens.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. He's an electrical engineer in Silicon Valley, California. Bert, I had a question for you, and I wanted to ask you a question about transformers. I don't know if you ever saw me on the racetrack. Were you ever there when I raced competitively, my AMX, my blue and white AMX?
Not on the racetrack. You've been in the... I did go to the drag strip several times with you, and I had Pontiac at the time, and but not in a racetrack. Interestingly enough, my first job as an engineer after graduating from the university was at a company in New Jersey that, believe it or not, had an abandoned stock car track in back of their parking lot. And I'd go out there, and you'd have to clean up some broken bottles and stuff. I'd go out there just for fun, and it was literally an abandoned oval stock car track. And so just for fun, we'd go out there and race our cars around it.
Well, the reason,
Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Yeah. The reason I mentioned this was I was trying to pioneer some new methods of getting more horsepower out of my 390 cubic inch engine and 1968 engine. And one of the things I thought was, I think I can improve the spark. I can make a bigger spark than was traditionally delivered by the ignition coil. So back then you had a set of ignition points, a condenser, and you had a single spark producing ignition coil. What I did was I opened up that ignition coil, Bert, and I unwound it, and it had a winding of enamel wire. And it appeared to me that if I took that winding of, let's say, 500 turns around a core, an iron core, and I just folded it in half and had two parallel windings of 250 turns instead of one single continuous winding of 500 turns, I could really dramatically increase the spark because I would use way more current to charge that coil. And that's exactly what happened. But the next thing that happened was there was so much current that I was using, I was burning up the ignition points. They couldn't take it. So then I had to make a new switching system that could sustain the extra current of that ignition coil. So what I did was I made a transistorized switching system, which was kind of relatively new back then, using power transistors to switch the current to the ignition coil. So I'd trigger the transistorized ignition that I built with the ignition points. That would be the trigger, and then the transistors would handle the higher voltage and current. And it worked great. Or higher current, I should say. Have you ever heard of anything like that? I mean, now ignition systems are like that, but they didn't used to be back in 1968.
Yeah. Now, your goal was to create a bigger spark so you could extract more power from the combustion chamber?
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, you know, given efficiency and pollution, I think what's happened is modern engines they've really worked hard to get a complete burn of everything inside the combustion chamber, because if it doesn't, it's pollution that comes out the tailpipe. So I think what you'll find is most internal combustion engines manufactured today, at least for sure for American vehicles, are going to already have essentially 100% burn, because now they might operate leaner than they need to be in order to do that. So you might be sacrificing a little power from leaning out the mixture, but there's probably not going to be any incomplete combustion coming out the tailpipe, because if you look at the statistics, we've really cleaned up auto engines a lot in the last 20 or 30 years. And so Vince, that's why I'm surprised that you wanted to, you know, move to Fremont and buy a Tesla and drive that around your cattle ranch there. It seemed incongruous, given that, gasoline engine cars have actually gotten pretty efficient lately.
You know, I've been thinking about this, and the only engine that really shows promise for farm work, for torque, would probably be the hydrogen engine, because the diesel engine is really superb for this, because it has such low end torque at low revolutions, which means less wear per mile. The diesel engine has so much more torque than gasoline. It's possible that hydrogen might work, but hydrogen requires higher RPM. So, I don't know. Hydrogen sounds like the way to go in terms of cleanliness and in ways of protecting the environment. That sounds like the way to go. If we can get hydrogen made efficiently without pollution in making hydrogen.
And
right?
Economically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next week we'll talk about some explosions on the sun. It's affecting our weather and our, solar cycles increasing, so it's we just had a huge explosion earlier this week.
Now, I measured it with our solar system. Absolute record electricity production from our solar array during the winter. Absolute record, no question about it. You're right on the money. Bert, see you next week, same time, same station.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.